I've alluded to this before, but this is, in my opinion, a serious, if unintended, consequence of a double dissolution election. Now, whatever our views might be of the Senate, there is no doubt it undertakes vital work through its committee processes. And that work covers issues that others won't touch. Well, while the work of the joint parliamentary and Senate committees continues uninterrupted during and following the standard half-Senate election, that's the normal election, that is not the case when there's a double dissolution. Instead, following a double dissolution election, the new parliament will decide whether to continue the current 120 ongoing inquiries, which have attracted thousands of public submissions. We've talked about many of them here. The Labor Senator Sam Dastyari said yesterday, what a new Senate will have to decide is whether in one motion they readopt all of the ongoing inquiries or whether they want to pick and choose what gets restarted. Now, the importance of some of these inquiries cannot be overstated. They include Senate inquiries into multinational tax avoidance, where people, banks have had to be called up and big business. Financial advice, we know that that's led to the Labor Party calling for a royal commission. Coal seam gas mining, and you've heard the problems of that in Queensland and New South Wales. Surrogacy laws, domestic violence, the drug ice, non-conforming building projects, and this crucial Ruddock joint parliamentary inquiry into bank foreclosures in circumstances where borrowers have never missed an interest payment. Now, these inquiries face the prospect of having to cut investigations short and report this week while the parliament is still sitting, ahead of the parliament then being dissolved, or risk that their work is completely wasted and your money. We need an assurance today from both sides of politics that important parliamentary inquiries will continue following the election.